Welcome to the Wisconsin Family Connection. Stay tuned to hear Wisconsin Family Council President Daniel Degner reveal how the important legislative and cultural issues of our day affect you and your family.
During his 8 years in office, Governor Evers has consistently denied biological realities and promoted transgender ideology. Now, as he completes his final term, he continues to trample on the rights of Wisconsinites and defy the highest court of the land for the sake of harmful and false ideologies. Wisconsin's current conversion therapy ban attacks Christian counselors' freedom of speech and religion. Quote-unquote conversion therapy is the transgender activist's name for counseling that affirms biological realities. Wisconsin's current conversion therapy ban prohibits counselors from affirming the biological sex of a minor struggling with gender dysphoria or from discouraging same-sex sexual activities for minors who are experiencing same-sex attraction. Meanwhile, the only talk therapy children in Wisconsin can receive encourages them to undergo irreversible sex change operations and sterilizing hormone therapy and to live out homosexual lifestyles. Measures that fail to address the root issue causing gender confusion, same-sex attraction, and leads to lifelong issues. Those in favor of discriminatory bans on talk therapy that affirm biological realities point to things like shock therapy and physical abuse done in the name of counseling. Now, Wisconsin Family Council stands in opposition to these actions that cause physical harm. However, Governor Evers' discriminatory talk therapy ban was not designed to address these issues of abuse. Rather, it was intended to silence faith-based and secular counselors from providing basic talk therapy to help children accept their God-given biological sex. In many cases, individuals seek out Christian counselors because they want to receive support and help that aligns with a biblical worldview. Even in these cases, the rule, which functions as a law, restricts licensed faith-based counselors in our state from freely treating clients from a Christian perspective. In March, the United States Supreme Court overturned a nearly identical conversion therapy ban in Colorado and ruled in an 8-1 decision that states cannot discriminate against counselors by prohibiting them from affirming God's design for sexuality. Following the Supreme Court's decision, our sister organization, Wisconsin Family Action, joined the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty in calling on Governor Evers' administration to immediately rescind this one-sided censorship against faith-based counselors and therapists. Rather than complying with the United States Supreme Court, Evers announced that his administration has, quote, no intention of repealing Wisconsin's conversion therapy ban, end quote. He claimed that counseling that affirms biological realities is, quote, at best ineffective and at worst dangerous, end quote. He then accused Wisconsin Family Action and Wisconsin Institute of Law and Liberty of bullying children and Wisconsinites. His claims echo the false assertion that rushing children into irreversible and sterilizing measures is the only option to help and support children with gender dysphoria. Governor Evers believes that encouraging minors who struggle with these issues to accept their God-given biology will force them into depression and suicidal thoughts. But these commonly touted claims have no basis in reality. Studies clearly show that roughly 90% of children who experience gender dysphoria before puberty will naturally regain comfort with their biological sex if given time and appropriate support rather than being pushed towards irreversible drugs and procedures. In response to Governor Evers' refusal to abolish his discriminatory talk therapy ban, the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty has filed a federal lawsuit on behalf of two licensed faith-based counselors, Terry Koshnick and Joy Buchman. Koshnick stated, government officials should not be allowed to police the private conversations I have with my clients who voluntarily seek out my advice as a Christian counselor. They have no right to punish me for saying something they disagree with. That was again confirmed by our nation's highest court, end quote. Rather than helping troubled children in our state, Wisconsin's conversion therapy ban strips away a safe, evidence-based tool available to help kids navigate a deeply difficult season of life and robs counselors of their First Amendment rights. As this case unfolds, Wisconsin Family Council will continue to fight for the rights of Wisconsinites. For Wisconsin Family Council, this is Daniel Degner reminding you that God, through the prophet Hosea, said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge."
This has been the Wisconsin Family Connection with Daniel Degner, President of Wisconsin Family Council. Our address is Post Office Box 14440, Madison, Wisconsin, 53708. Call us toll-free at 888-378-7395. For a transcript of this or other programs, visit us online at wisconsinfamilycouncil.org. Thanks for joining us.